Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Imagine that moment when you win a year's supply of whatever. None of you have won anything like that, right?
No, I've never won a year's supply of anything. I know.
What's the best thing you've won, Hot Wings?
Oh my gosh.
Anything?
I can't think of anything I've ever won.
The only cool thing I won is I won a turkey at bingo, like a frozen turkey when I was a kid.
Nice.
That was pretty awesome.
I won a vitamin C, a vitamin C CD. From a radio station.
Oh, the artist Vitamin C?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She sang that graduation song that was super popular in like 1999 or early 2000.
Were you like caller 10 or did you have to do something like hear the top five at 9 and call in and tell them back to you?
Yeah, I think I was just top 10 and I went to the radio station and picked it up and I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, we are cool.
Yeah.
Joe, have you won anything?
Yes, a few things. Money at a casino, but I've also lost money at a casino. Yeah. But it was the holiday party at Gino's East, and I won a $25 gift certificate to B.B. King's Restaurant and Blues Bar in Chicago. And I think, though, the only reason I won that, because it was a raffle, and there was, like, people were getting, like, TVs and blah, blah, blah. And now this thing, I was, I think I was so drunk and annoying screaming out my number that they just said my number so that I would get away from them. And that is the only reason. It has to be that. And also, that gift certificate, it expired, and I never used it.
Yeah.
Well, these are a bunch of people who won a year's supply of something.
Remember when we made someone, and I won't say who they were, give a better year's supply of something? People had camped out all night long.
Oh, yeah. It was, the police department came and made them stop camping because we were in the middle of maybe the worst blizzard I've ever experienced with the combination of large amounts of snow and way below zero freezing temperatures.
It was crazy. And when we found out what the year's supply was, we were like, I don't know if we made them do better or if we just tried.
We tried. It was a new restaurant that was going to sell
things.
Well, wings.
Yeah.
And you could win a year's supply of wings. So people.
That sounds kick ass. A year's supply of wings?
Like, whoa, I'm going to bathe in them.
I'm going to go every day.
A year's supply was 6 wings per week.
Yeah.
That's kind of. Yeah. It's. It was weak.
It was. Especially considering they were on the verge of death. Like, that was bad. I mean, they were cutting animals open to crawl inside for warmth. All right, so this one. My mom used to enter tons of contests and won a year's worth of Legs pantyhose. Are those still a thing?
They're not prominent at grocery stores anymore.
I think the brand exists. I don't think they have the cool, fun little eggs you can make your face into a duck anymore.
Yeah, the kind that came in plastic eggs. That was their thing. They shipped them to her all at once. Now, their calculation was a year's worth to be 3 pairs per week. A gigantic box arrived at her house soon with over 150 plastic eggs in it. The funny part is, Mom did not wear pantyhose. So my brother and I ended up playing cops and robbers for months with one of us wearing new pantyhose over our head and throwing empty plastic eggs as grenades. That's a great win for them.
I think you'd get bored eventually.
Man, almost nobody robs banks with pantyhose on their faces anymore. Yeah. You know, I hadn't really thought
it's
about
still a
that,
good
but it really
disguise.
Yeah, really went out of favor. Now people half the time you can see their whole face anyway. They just they go in there with nothing.
Yeah, nice
you
job,
know,
dummies.
These robbers of today. I'll tell you.
I once a year, this one, I won a year of free groceries. They gave me 52 $100 gift cards to use any way I wanted. I was single, and I ate and drank like a GD king that year. Nobody went hungry when I was around.
That's awesome.
That would be fun. I won free bagels from a bagel shop for a year. It was good for 13 bagels, 2 loaves of bread, and 2 tubs of cream cheese and spread each month. I tried 3 different locations, and none of the managers believed that the voucher I won was legitimate at their store. They all gave me different reasons why they wouldn't accept it.
Oh, man.
That really blows.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I hope a call to corporate fixed that. Or if it was just like, I guess I get nothing.
I think that's what it was. This one. I won a year of free Uber, and it ended up being almost all of 2014. I used it a lot. To and from work, the airport, in different cities, took my friends out to bars, to the beach, anywhere. Met a lot of interesting drivers. I paid taxes on it the following year because it counted as income, but it was worth it. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
It would be.
It's because then you'd find all sorts of reasons to use it. You'd always be the designated driver.
You'd always be drunk.
You'd still have to tip.
Yeah, that's true.
But
everybody else could just chip in.
Because originally I was thinking, oh, I would just take it anywhere. I need to walk a block. I don't think so. Nope.
Yeah, that's where you don't even, you don't tell anybody why you're paying. You just go, no, I got this. You just grab the tip, man.
Yeah.
Make everyone else pay.
Like, but it's on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the money.
Yeah.
This text, kind of like Kelly, I won the 8 Mile DVD before it came out. I was 13. I had to go with my parents to pick it up because it was rated R at the radio station. This one, Juanita writes, I won $500 from you guys for taking a survey. I didn't even know there was a chance you could win anything. I thought I was just being helpful. That's pretty awesome.
Oh.
Yeah.
This person, I won $1,500 on Dumber Than the Show trivia. Yeah, that's pretty good. This one, I won a year's supply of Nestle chocolate in a quiz on the radio when Toy Story 2 came out. You had to answer 3 questions about Toy Story. Then you got entered into a drawing to either go to space camp in Cape Canaveral or cowboy camp in Arizona. You got chocolate for just getting on the radio. I got the 3 questions right, but some other kid won the draw. Then the chocolate arrived in 1 big shipment. Huge boxes of it. It was incredible. That'd be pretty amazing.
Yeah.
By the way, great prize for just, like, qualifying.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Cowboy camp seems like it would just be a trick to get free labor.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because cowboy life is hard.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some people are like, yeah, I would like to be a cowboy.
If it's Westworld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I won a year's supply of Hubba Bubba bubble gum.
Oh, that would have been my dream.
It also came with an inflatable gym bag and chair, which our cat ruined. The gum lasted 2 months. Apparently, they expected a kid to only chew 1 piece a day and not share with anyone. Well, yeah.
I mean, that's BS. Well, yeah, they shouldn't expect you to share, but 1 piece a day? That means a whole year's supply of Hubba Bubba would give you 2 solid minutes of flavor.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Is the longest.
And then it was just rubber.
That's the worst gum.
For a while in the 80s, they made mint chocolate Hubba Bubba.
Yeah, I remember that.
And since I was a dumb kid, that was my favorite gum for a while. I'm pretty sure I would barf from it now.
Probably, yeah.
Mint chocolate
bubble gum.
My dad was in a Mr. Clean lookalike contest. He finished 3rd. We won a dishwasher and a 5-year supply of Mr. Clean cleaning products. Jeez.
That's pretty good for third,
yeah. There were only 4 guys. He had hair.
Right. This one. My brother and I won an ass-whooping when we broke a tractor window during a rock fight we were having. Mm-hmm. Not exactly the same, but yeah.
No.
Not all the awards are great.
No, but you got something you didn't ask for.
I think the closest I've ever come to... This isn't even similar. The closest I've come to anything like this where a product was involved was I sent so many Reese's Pieces bags back to the factory.
Oh, yeah.
And probably money that my parents paid.
Oh, yeah.
Have the worst looking hat sent back to me.
Oh, wasn't that stuff that was always so exciting?
Yeah.
And then you'd do it and you'd get it and you're like, this is garbage.
Yeah, it was a lot. 8 to 12 weeks.
It's the only time I've ever done that. And it was a horrific disappointment.
That is so bad. How about this? I won a year's supply of dog food when I was 10 years old. I was so excited. I tried to convince my mom that this was a sign we should finally get a dog. She said no and gave the vouchers to our neighbor.
Oh, that's BS.
That is bad. That is disappointing.
Sell the vouchers to your neighbor.
There was a new McDonald's opening up around campus, and they offered free Big Macs for a year to the first 100 people. A bunch of my friends and I got up at 3 a.m. to go wait in line for Big Mac vouchers. It's now week 28, and we all want to die, but we have to use them. We are poor college students, damn it.
Oh, man. Yeah. I wouldn't do that now, but in college? Oh, definitely. Well, a couple of all-nighters for free burgers every day.
Yeah, so we had Bojangles, which are real popular down south, and they every year would give away one free student Sunday buffet. And every single Sunday, it was only $2. And you could go to Bojangles and eat as much as you want off of their student Sunday buffet. Mm-hmm. As much as you want. And it's a little fast food place with little Bow Rounds, which are bigger hash browns, and fried chicken. And I'm like, I mean, for $2 on a Sunday, it's not that big a deal. But, man, if you won that voucher at the beginning of the year, it was amazing. It was like, you can go in there no matter what. You don't have to pay $2. Not like it was hard to scrounge up $2, but, oh, man, it was a big win.
This is a great one because they didn't win. They were just being kind of sassy. It says, when my dad was a young bull, he got drunk and sent Miller a letter saying, you should make square cans to be different and make packaging more efficient. They liked his idea and wrote back that they tried it and said it wouldn't work, but they sent him a year's supply of Miller beer of his choice.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
That's really impressive.
Really good.
I'll say they didn't try it. I doubt they tried it.
Joe, this seems like something that would have happened to you. Actually, no, this is a Hot Wings thing. Yeah. I won free Chinese food for a year from a local Chinese place in my town. They gave me 52 vouchers, good for one dinner each. They closed a month later.
Yeah, I knew. I saw that coming.
That actually,
you're right. That would happen to me.
That kind of did happen to me. Either our holiday party or my wife's, we won like a bunch of gift cards to a restaurant that was right down the street and ate one meal and then they closed. That's it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which I should have known. It's been 1,000 different things.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No